Off the Ball.
In association with Air. Watch 42 live Premier League games this season on the Air Sport Pack.
This is News Talk.
So Tiger Woods, 310 days since his Dubai Desert Classic last appearance in the world of golf, where he looked decidedly old, and a few months on from a DUI charge and spinal fusion surgery. Tiger Woods made his comeback in the Bahamas over the weekend. He shot 69, then a 68, a 75 in very windy conditions on Saturday, and then a 68 last night. In a moment, we'll talk to Andy North, two-time US Open winner and analyst for ESPN. First, Tiger Woods giving his thoughts on the Golf Channel last night.
You've noted several times the young guys you've played with back home have kind of helped you get to this point. How neat do you think it would be for you to be able to compete at an elite level again against those guys?
It would be fun. It would be a lot of fun. I think it would be fun for me. It'll be fun for them. I really think it's the camaraderie has been incredible. For them to pick up the phone and really text me a lot and call me a lot to try and get me out there and playing. Can we play today? Can we play tomorrow? Let's play the next day. You know, and they want me to compete. They want me to come back, and they're trying to do everything they can to help me out. They come over to the house. We'll have chipping contests, putting contests. That part's really neat. And it's, as I said, the camaraderie is pretty incredible.
So, Andy, we're all feeling dangerously optimistic, I would say.
Yeah, I think... I suspect that the ratings were probably pretty darn good for that event, which normally goes against our football season over here, that no one cares about golf this time of year, basically. But I thought if you looked at how he played over the entire 72 holes, he had five or six stretches of, you know, three, four, five holes. He played great. And he really only had one bad stretch, and that was on Saturday when it looked like he was just out of rhythm and he couldn't quite find his swing, which that happens to every one of us who've ever played this game, even if you're playing your fourth tournament in a row, let alone not playing for, you know, basically for a couple of years. So I thought he looked like his swing was pretty good. I thought his speed was obviously, very, very good. You know, he mentioned a couple of times that he was really having a little bit of trouble controlling the distance in his irons just because he was amped up a little bit and he was, and he just, you know, he hadn't played enough to get that. His putting at times was very, very good. And then every once in a while he'd hit one that he, you know, just misjudged the speed or hammer one 6 or 8 or 10 feet by the hole. That happens when you haven't been playing a lot. And I think probably the biggest concern would be how he chipped and pitched the ball, except for there, the chipping and pitching around those greens is really hard, very, very, very difficult, very grainy. A lot of the shots would be into the grain. So, even if you're on top of your game, you might not hit some of those as well as you'd like. So I think all in all, it was an amazing performance. And, you know, he beat a whole lot of guys that have had an awfully good year. So I would think that he's beside himself excited and looking forward to what might happen.
Yeah. So one of the reasons we asked you on is obviously, you know, the golf swing. And secondly, in your work with ESPN, you spent a lot of time, a lot of days of your life tracking Tiger Woods up and down fairways. So you've seen him in the flesh a number of times. Let's jump in on various points you've made there. Joe LaCava, he was saying that he had worked with Woods twice in the last month on practice days. And he said he was kind of shocked when he turned up here at the Bahamas and saw the speed. He didn't quite suspect Woods was going to get that speed back so quickly. A guy who's only been hitting full shots since October, given the all clear to hit full shots since October. So, I mean, his ball speed at times, not all the time clearly, but at times he got up to 180 miles an hour.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, the statisticians were telling me that if he was to do that some way regularly, if you look at last year's stats, that would put him somewhere between Adam Scott and JB Holmes on tour, like a top 20 ball speed kind of a player, and he's only been hitting full shots since October. Like, that for a lot of people was the massive takeaway. The speed was back.
Yeah, and I think, and it looked like there was freedom in his body.
Yeah.
And you know, I kind of talked around it for a couple of years when people started asking, you know, is he ever going to win again? Is he ever going to do this? You know, we don't have any idea. But the biggest thing, having gone through injuries, if your body doesn't work, you can only fake it so long. before you just can't do it. And we've seen him try to go through that, you know, multiple times over the last 2 or 3 years. And finally, he's in a position, and he talked about it even leading up to the tournament, you know, for the month or so, that he wasn't hurting. He wasn't in pain.
Yeah.
And, you know, if all of a sudden you're not in pain and you feel like, boy, I can do some things again in my golf swing, you know, you expect that this is going to continue. As long as he can stay healthy, I see no reason at all that he can't come out and play some really good golf this next year.
Frank Nobilo said this was beyond hopeful this weekend. Hank Haney said that he can win with that move. Brandel Chamblee said he can absolutely contend with that move. Butch Harmon said, I'm now not writing off Tiger Woods winning a major again based on what I've seen this first weekend. So everybody was suddenly thinking, well, hey, you know, we could be off here and we may have a Tiger Woods in our conversation for the next 5 years. The worry was when you looked at him last year at the Dubai Desert Classic in February, he looked so old. I mean, he just looked incapable of ever hitting 180 mile an hour ball speed ever again. He was just stiff and old, and it was sad.
Well, he was stiff. He looked constricted. He, you know, and when you're in pain, trust me, you look older, you know, because you're just fighting everything. Your body can't do it. And to see him out there with some freedom, with some speed, and to see him smiling. You know, we haven't seen him smile on the golf course and look like he's having fun playing golf. It's been, I mean, I think you could probably argue it's been 5 or 6 or 7 years, maybe, that he looked like he was enjoying himself on the golf course. And trust me, I have a nice relationship with him, and we text back and forth once in a while, or, you know, and not usually around tournaments, or this last week we went back and forth a few times. And his responses weren't Tiger the last 3 or 4 years. It was Tiger from 10 years ago. So he's starting to feel that, you know, hey, this can happen again, and I can be a good player again. And he's excited. And I think that's fun to think about what could possibly happen.
Wow. So clearly everybody listening wants me to ask you, what do you text Tiger about then?
Oh, just, you know, sometimes it's just encouragement that, you know, hey, I loved what you did today. You're, you know, it looks like you're swinging great, or blah, 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 or, you know, the kind of stuff you send a friend where you're digging them a little bit about, oh, that was horrible you did here, or, you know, laugh at them a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, and some of his responses were very much like, hey, you know, I can still do this, or I can still beat these guys. Or, you know, I thought probably Thursday's round with Justin Thomas, who he really likes, the fact that he went out there and traded shot for shot with him, who's, you know, he was the best player on tour this last year. Mm. That had to do a world of good for his confidence. Mm. And I just think that, you know, the fact that he has opened up to these younger guys, but you could even see, as much fun as he and Justin have had, you know, getting up to this tournament, playing practice rounds together, once they got out there, he kind of just went on his own way and didn't talk to him a whole lot, and like he's trying to get back into his mode of playing competition. And that's not easy to do when you haven't played for a long time. It takes a while to kind of get used to doing the things you need to do to be able to beat these guys. And I thought that he did quite a few of those things during the last week.
Yeah. So actually, you'd know better than I would. He seems to talk about this new generation with kind of genuine warmth. Like the clip we played, he was talking about playing with them all, and he's played a lot of rounds with Ricky Fowler and various other guys. Was he in the habit of doing that all through his career, or is this a newer, slightly older, softer version of Tiger?
Well, I think the fact that he has been involved in the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup, where he's gotten to know these guys a little bit better, and they've gotten to know him a little bit better, I think that's created this relationship a little bit. You know, back when he was 22 or 23 or 24 years old, all he cared about was beating everybody. I mean, just beating him into the ground. He had his handful of friends that he liked to play practice rounds with and that sort of stuff. But I think he understood at that point in time that if he was going to be the best player in the world, he had to try to bury everybody. It didn't matter if they're friends or not. And I think that's changed a little bit. But I think if he were to go through a month or two of, you know, getting back into playing and maybe competing in some tournaments and having some success, I think you might see a little more of this gentler, softer Tiger, but I think you'll also see some of that Tiger from early on come back to where, you know, once he kind of gets locked in, he's not telling jokes on the golf course and hanging with the guys. He's trying to bury him.
I mean, I did think to myself, as soon as we see him start being a bit shorter and a bit meaner with interviewees, we'll know he's feeling real good.
Well, you know, maybe, but he has, you know, I think he's changed so much and he's in such a better place in his life right now in a lot of ways. He's gone through a lot of junk. He's come out the other end of a lot of this stuff. You know, he's doesn't hurt. He's spends a lot of time with his kids and he's a really good dad. And I think he's at a place in his life that it's a little bit easier to like other people and like himself. I think he's at a place right now that if you start looking, you know, talking to psychologists and psychiatrists and all that kind of stuff, I think he's at a place right now that he likes Tiger and not, you know, Tiger the player, but Tiger the person. I think that's really been important for him.
Mm. You mentioned the chipping.
Not to try to get deep, because I don't get deep very often, but I think there's a little of that there.
Look, you obviously have a relationship with him, so there's certain things I appreciate you're not going to want to talk publicly about, but I dare say it would have been very hard for Tiger to like himself as a person in the aftermath of the fire hydrant period of his life, because frankly, how could you?
Well, I mean, he's gone through a lot of the same things a lot of normal people go through, but they're not on the front page of the New York Times for 30 straight days.
Mm.
So, you know, there are times that he's probably been his own worst enemy and he's created a lot of these things, but I think he's coming out of it maybe a better person in the long run. So, you know, good for him. I'm happy for him, and I know he loves doing stuff with his kids, and you know, he's been a great dad, and when your ex-wife says publicly that, you know, he's been a great father to our children, that's a pretty cool thing.
So the speed is back, and that's suddenly that ammunition, that speed to play with, changes the whole feeling we have around Tiger. You mentioned the chipping as the other big thing we were looking out for, and certainly in those grainy lies on the Thursday, there were a few dodgy chips, and we thought, oh dear. And then on Friday, I mean, he had two great chips from off the green, and there was that one on the green where he could have found a way to take out the putter if he was feeling yippy.
Exactly.
You know, he didn't have to chip that. And this might be nothing tournament. There's a lot of people looking, and if he blades one across the green, everybody sees that. So I don't know, was he ever genuinely yippy?
Well, I think this is something that people don't talk about, and having gone through it myself, that when you have issues and you have pain and you have either, you know, a hip or a knee or a shoulder or a hand or a back, that you have pain there. A lot of times the little short chips where you kind of would get static over them and you're just making one little movement versus your whole body sort of moving together, those were the shots that hurt the most and you have the most trouble with.
Mm.
So that, you know, that didn't surprise me that he went through that period a little bit where he didn't chip the balls. But this guy is one of the greatest chippers and pitchers we've ever seen back in his heyday.
Mm.
That I can't believe that that's not going to be pretty good again. I just think that he's going to be just fine. And the fact that, you know, when you're hurt, your body just doesn't work and you can't make things happen sometimes. And I think that's, you know, hopefully he's past that. And, you know, if we can see a healthy Tiger for a year or 2 years or 5 years, that would be fantastic for our business.
Yeah, for sure. And for listeners who mightn't be fully aware of your history, so along with winning the two US Opens, you had your fair share of injuries. I think you had surgery for 6 or 7 years running at one stage as well. So
yeah,
you know what it's like
to
come back.
Yeah, exactly. I've had 14 surgeries over time, but I went through a stretch in my career where I had something done. I think it was 7 straight years. So if it wasn't for pain, you know, if it wasn't for rehab, I wouldn't have anything else to do.
I guess the other overwhelming reaction a lot of us had, so, you know, you're talking to a hardcore golf fan here, and even I must admit that the wraparound PGA Tour season is not exactly doing it for me every Sunday evening. And suddenly, I mean, you're like, zoom. wired into the last 4 days. And even I was sitting there on Thursday and Friday watching Charlie Hoffman's shots and found myself paying more attention as opposed to going off to make a cup of tea. And I was thinking, why am I even interested in Charlie Hoffman here? And it kind of becomes clear that you're just that interested in Tiger Woods that everything else going on the course is done in the context of relating to Tiger Woods. He is the sun, and they are orbiting him, and they're elevated by proximity.
I was doing a whole bunch of book work and stuff at my desk with the TV on, right. And literally every time they said something about Tiger, I'd turn and look at it.
Yeah.
I probably didn't see four other shots other than what he did. And then, you know, we as golfers understand the timing is that, you know, why haven't they showed his tee shot of the next hole? And then eventually maybe they'd go back and show that on tape or something. But I think it's like, In America, back in when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds were in these home run stretches of years where they're hitting these 60, 70 home runs, is like walking through an airport. And if one of those guys were at bat, you'd stop and watch because they might hit it out of the park.
Mm.
And it's the same kind of thing with Tiger. If no matter where you were, if all of a sudden they say, hey, we're going to Tiger's third shot at whatever, you'd stop and watch it.
Mm.
But I think that just shows golf fans are going to love watching Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler and Rory and all those guys. But the fringe fan loves to watch Tiger Woods.
Hmm.
And that's good for our business to get people who normally don't watch our sport to be watching it. And if you're – I went on Thursday Twitter just to check at one point in time, and about – middle of the afternoon on Thursday, Tiger was the number one story on Twitter, or the most, you know, viewed Twitter account, which, you know, this is in the middle of championship weekend for college football.
Yeah.
You know, obviously that's good for our business if people are talking about it.
Yeah, the game needs them for sure. One very last point. You said at the outset, and I appreciate this has all been really, really positive, but I noticed when you said his swing looked pretty good. So are we going to see this swing improve and change much over? Well, I guess Torrey Pines might be the next time we see him in February.
I'm not one of those guys that gets so caught up in, it has to be this position or that position or like some of these guys on TV. Because I didn't play golf that way, and I don't think you need to play golf that way.
Right.
It just looked like to me that his balance was pretty good. His speed was good. His rhythm in his golf swing was good. Was he in perfect positions? I don't know. I don't pay that much attention, but it looked like it was a golf swing that could work.
Mm.
And to me, that's what's important. You know, we're over the last couple of years, it just looked like it was fake. And having had to fake golf swings for a lot of years myself, I understand when all of a sudden you can make one and it's the swing you want to make. And it looked like he was able to do that. And I think that's something that I was excited about, and I'm sure he's really excited that he can get up and his body is going to allow him to swing the golf club like he wants to.
Okay. Well, on that note, Andy North, thanks so much as ever.
Perfect. I always love talking to you guys, so appreciate it.
Off the Ball on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.